Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. It's been an interesting few days, to say the least. Last week and again in the last couple of days, President Trump shared his plans to lower retail beef prices by increasing imports of beef from Argentina into the United States. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association has denounced this idea as a faulty one that would have little to no consumer-facing benefits, but do considerable damage to markets during this peak cattle marketing period and beyond. The Stockmen's Association has explained to federal decision makers that it has stood steadfast against policies that artificially influence the market and that it believes that the economic principles of supply and demand, not the government, should set the market. Otherwise, market signals get confused and chaos can result. While beef prices have increased over time, consumer demand for U.S. beef, both at home and abroad, remains strong because of its safety and quality. Ounce for ounce, beef provides a tremendous value as a preferred source of protein that packs a nutritional punch with 10 essential nutrients. Some of the industry's contentions to the president's idea also lies in that there's a tremendous trade imbalance between the countries already. Over the past 5 years, the U.S. has imported more than $800 million worth of Argentine beef into the country, whereas Argentina has only imported about $7 million worth of that from the U.S. We've appreciated our North Dakota congressional delegation, which has gone to bat for the industry on this issue and elevated our concerns directly to the White House. We invite our members and other partners who share these concerns on this issue to use a link on our homepage, www.ndstockmen.org, to send a quick, to-the-point message to Washington, urging the president to abandon this plan, which risks harming rural America. Interestingly, research by Robo Research indicates that even as retail beef prices have risen, the minutes worked to purchase beef are still below previous peak levels back in the 1980s. Lance Zimmerman, the food and agribusiness senior beef industry analyst, found that the median U.S. worker works about 14 minutes to purchase a pound of ground beef, and that is likely lower than in the late 1970s and early 1980s. Using an adjusted disposable personal income as a proxy suggests that the high may have been 1979 to 1980, he said. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more about us, check out our website, visit our Facebook page, or call us at 223-2522. That's all for Stock Talk today. Have a great Thursday.